SF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
You now tapping into One Order Radio, baby.
6 o'clock, bitch. CGSF 90.1 FM, Burner Bay. SF, yo. Top of the hill, baby.
Top of the hill, it's your host, Hard Body Dreams.
And Guilty Black, brilliance illuminating another conscious knowledge.
Digital.
In
the place.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
And we got a beautiful, special, wonderful guest in the building, my man, Greasy Winter!
We're going ends to ends, yo.
Come on, man. Cartier need a better lens.
Young boy here to get that check.
What?
Yeah,
going ends to ends.
Ends to ends, baby.
Yes, sir.
So,
yes, sir.
So before we go into that, did you run the list of the tracks we played before?
Okay, please. The tracks we played were, first and foremost, we had the No King James version.
Bom, 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 bom.
Yo, by Sheba.
Sheba!
A very good tune.
Very good.
Beautiful voice.
Then we had Spark Up with Kali Buds and Busy Signal.
Spark Up.
We had Fabulous by Nitty Coochie.
Nitty Coochie.
Not Coochie. Not Nitty Coochie.
Coochie. Butcher.
Yes, sir. And then we had End to Ends by our guest here today, Mr. Grizzy Winter.
Woo!
Respect. Thank you. Much love.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So, Mr. Grizzy Winter, now, I was doing a background check on you, and I gotta ask a question. What sparked your interest in making rap music?
Oh, well, if we're gonna get technical here, guys, I think the best way to start is from the beginning. So when I was in class when I was younger, I was trying to figure out my way of being artistic, and I said artistic, not autistic, but that's a
different conversation.
I started writing. I loved hip hop. I loved rap music because it was me. I felt like every rapper at that time was just like somebody I admired. Not all of them. F you, Diddy. don't come for me, please. I want to live. I'm playing. What happened was I started writing when I was young, right? Because music was my. I grew up listening to a lot of reggae. My mom's had like she gave me her record collection. It's like 3-4 big crates of just R&B vibes and reggae records and everything else. So I was always around it. And then I started writing raps and stuff when I was like 16, 17. I didn't start putting music out until I was like 20. Not even like 22, honestly. Like I started recording when I was 20 and I didn't start put out for the next 2 years. And then life got in the way, and I started, and then I didn't really start performing my music probably until I was like 27 or something, because, you know, like I wanted to actually get it out there, right? And for me, hip hop seemed like one of the more purest forms of like expressing your deepest thoughts and emotions and whatever. So I kept at it. Even, you know what I mean? Because it was a way for me to clear the thoughts in my head to make something positive out of whatever negativity that was going on in my life.
Right, and it saved you and probably kept you out of a lot of trouble also.
Oh, 100%. Like, listen, anybody who, like, I feel like because of how commercialized hip-hop has become, and rap music has become, people look at it as like as a get rich quick scheme sometimes. And for me, it was more like a way to avoid my getting into more issues than I was already in at the time, right? Because I like, unlike a lot of people like out here, like I really went through it. Like I really went through a lot of stuff that I be talking about, and I was like trying to figure out the best way to like express that without having it sound, you know, like ear complaining or sound like I'm trying to big up the problems I'm having or whatever. I was like, no, let me express this in a way where it makes sense, so somebody else who's also going through the situation can actually make sense of it, you know. And you know, like, and hip hop did that for me. Like, and I love the genre more now than I think I did before, because like I understand the differences and the different cadences and like what I actually value in an artist in hip hop. You know what I mean? Instead of like just like, oh, this is hot right now, so I like it type thing.
You know, I think you know, I speak for myself, and also from the wisdom of other people who have, you know, who are in this culture as artists, right? I think that when we're young, especially black, right? When we're young, we're very much influenced by what we see on TV. And we don't really know that a lot of that stuff is an illusion. And so we emulate them because that's what we think is hot, right? Not to say or ever to take away from the things that we've all individually been through, because, you know, even though we individually go through it, we collectively experience it. You know what I'm saying? And I think it's a process for a mature artist to go through that phase of, like, a.k.a. glorifying the life. You know what I'm saying? And if you live to see another, you know, few years, that, you know, you mature enough to be like, okay, this is not like the message is got to change, right?
Agreed.
You know what I mean? Like, if you still rapping about things that you were doing maybe like when you were 17, but you're glorifying it, you know what I'm saying? Have you like really grown up and matured from that? Have you learned from those experiences, right?
Hold on. Before you go further. Yeah. Sorry, don't mean to cut you off or anything. But sometimes an artist, right, is like an actor, you know?
I would agree.
Right? And sometimes you have to keep your persona, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, just in defense of those type of artists. Continue.
And to object with it, to object.
I object, Your Honor. I object.
But hold on. You'll go watch that TV show or the movie, right, that has all this stuff that the rapper's talking about, though, right? So what's the difference? Because it's strictly on audio?
And here's the thing. I agree, and I think that a lot of those artists were artists that were attached to a label and were being puppets. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because when we look at KRS, do you think KRS switched up?
No.
Has he always, you know what I'm saying? Like,
no. Well, KRS is like, come on, man.
When we look at Rakim.
He's originators we're talking about here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They've sparked the rest of, you know what I mean? But, the next goddamn nose, right?
But think of how many other dudes that were in that same era, but still kept that persona. You know what I'm saying? Whereas, like, there's, like, people...
Look at Jimmy.
Which Jimmy? Which one?
Jimmy Jones, man. His stuff still bangs,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. Look.
You know what I mean?
Look, man. Look.
Like, I think there's an assault on music. But back to what Grizz was saying. Yeah. A lot of those artists that are great like that,
yeah,
they came up in the arts, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Rap is... You know what I mean?
Yes,
They give the whole persona of...
Thug.
Yeah, you know, you know, when the 90s came and stuff, right? We don't want to say any groups or whatever, but you've seen the switch, right?
Yeah.
And you've seen, like, you know, pants sagging, you know, the red or the blue or the, you know, the plaid and the, you know what I mean, the Dickies and the, you know what I mean? And all that stuff, right? You know, the movies at the time, Boys in the Hood and all these shows, right?
Oh, yeah.
These movies and stuff. Like, I mean, and we see now that it's orchestrated, right? But at the same time, it's what was going on in the hood.
That's what I stated first, right?
Because so when it comes to us, like, I don't want to get into the black, white thing right now, but when it comes to us, why do we always have this stigma of if we make a movie, it was meant to damage us, or was it meant to show you?
Yep.
Right? To add to that, I think the reason why that happens is because so much of, like, black music, especially now over the last, like, 20 years or so, has been, like, kind of pushed on us in a way that it's, like, it's almost detrimental to our people specifically, right? Like, if you watch a movie, right? If I'm watching, say I watch, what's it called? Say, like, one of my favorite movies of all the time is New Jack City. Right? I love New Jack City.
Can't
do
this.
Yeah.
You know? I'm on my brother's keeper. Yes, I am. You know what I mean? That's the energy. There's no point in my head where, when I started watching, I was in high school, right? When I started, like, going, you know, trying to do whatever, in my head, I wanted to be Wesley. I didn't, you know what I mean? Like,
of course,
right? Because I'm young and impressionable. I was like, that's what success looked like at the time. That's but I understood saying. The difference between the movie and then real life. Because real life, there was no Carter around here that you could take over. Mostly, you know what I mean, but
you're not making a meal a day, right?
Yes, right, exactly. It's like 1991
yes,
and stuff.
Yes, there was.
Yes, there was. Yes, there was, and we all know that building, but we don't talk about that building no more. Put it a matter.
Audible.
No doubt, man.
Audible.
But point is, I feel like what happens is the hip hop is that like. So there was a massive push by, like, the labels and the corporate to push all the negative things in hip-hop to the forefront and then push back the message of, like, you know, like, this is our story, but you don't have to do this. Like, one of my favorite albums of all time is, like, The Last Kiss, which is Jadakiss's last album.
Oh, no.
I love that album. But, like, if you listen to what he's talking about on that project, he never really says, you should do what I'm doing. He's telling you stories about the hood.
Yeah.
Right? He's telling you stories about the hood. He's not saying you should also do this, too.
He was telling you stories of the hood he didn't even live in.
Yeah. But he's telling you...
He's not living Yonkers?
Well, not at the time.
He did not live by the hood standards.
Mm.
He lived in a nice suburb with his parents and went to private school.
And that's what most rappers is like. You know, that's what it was back in the day. You know what I'm saying?
Still can be. It's just entertainment, my brother.
No, it's
you
like...
You gotta believe the hype.
But hip-hop is what I was weird. It's like the only genre where, like, we expect every artist to live what they're talking about. When I started really performing and I tried to doing this at a professional level, when I started noticing that the people that, like, I was, like, looking up to weren't really, like, about that, I was like, y'all selling people dreams and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, y'all, right? Is that
even but hold on. Are they selling somebody dreams? Yes, yeah. Because it's called entertainment.
That's right.
Right? You can watch a movie and sell that, but how come when it comes to the music, now we try to sell that, and it's like, okay, this guy's persona. You know what I mean? Look at what Benny's done with Sopranos, bro.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Right? And obviously you link it to the whole vibe and everything like that, right? Mm-hmm. It's an art, man. You know what I mean? It's called entertainment, right?
I've seen Tony Soprano play a gay character, man. You know, it doesn't mean he was Tony Soprano every time.
James Gandolfini, rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in peace.
I agree with that, but I also feel like at a certain point in time, it's like when you're not differentiating what's the difference between you and your persona. And then there's a local youth them who's like in a negative situation and then trying to model themselves after you. And then they go and like bust up like everybody in the neighborhood and start licking shots at people. I know it's not like not necessarily your fault, but you're also perpetuating the negativity
Is that what somebody's telling us, right? Is it for your parents to, like, obviously, you know, I like to push the, you know, more positive music, right?
Right.
But then, you know, you still have to make these kids aware of what's going on in the hood. so they, you know what I mean? They can avoid it, right? And that's where, you know, the parents need to be with their children. We need to bring back that community, right? Because that same thing you're saying about how this guy's held up to the standard. Now, what about that actor? How come that actor's not held up to that standard? Because we know there's been a million Tonys, okay? Oh, yeah. There's been a million Tonys. They come and they go. You know what I mean? You're like, holy, you just seen what happened to Tony, and now you want to be, like, I mean, so what's the difference in standards here?
No, I agree with that, because it's like, you watch Paid in Full. You know how many people wanted to be Rico?
No doubt.
And then it's like Rico was like the worst version, right? Person in that movie. Yeah.
Right?
You know what I mean? But you got a bunch of men that wanted to be Rico and stuff, right?
So and you see where the man ended up.
Exactly. Right?
That's what the picture's showing you. You know, this is where you're going to end up if you take this road, right?
Yeah.
And we've seen it, right? It's for you to be aware of its entertainment. Yeah, of course we all do the voices and this and that, right?
Yeah.
But in reality, come on, man. You know what I'm saying?
And that's what, that's where I was getting at, right? Where it's like, at what point do you, you know, like you said, right? You separate yourself from the character and who you are. And who you are is like, what kind of message are you still conveying to people around you? You know what I'm saying? Like obviously, man, we all listen. Look, I don't listen to conscious music every day. You know what I'm saying? I still love my Jimmy Jones and all of that, right? Mm. I still listen to
But that's Kiss. Conscious in the street.
You know what I mean?
That's conscious in the street. 100%. You know what I'm saying?
100%,
they're not following, bro. They're not following Jim Jones in the street. that's what the perception is. Jim Jones. Is
I'm talking
not
about cuts here. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
I don't follow what the music says. I like to hear the music with my ears, and I process it, and I feel it in my body, and I love it. But it doesn't make me go, I want to slap my woman.
Right. You know what I mean?
Because you'll be able to separate.
And
the
I
difference.
Think that's a cop out, right?
There's a lot of people who don't know the difference, though, G. That's what my point was. Yes, a lot of these kids don't know the difference.
Especially when they come from like traumatized situations or whatever.
You know what I'm saying?
They're like feeling that. Like, I know.
I want to go smoke my ops because they see this stuff on TikTok and they see these young brothers putting that on
Hollywood's
online.
Pushing it.
Yeah,
know,
man.
Yeah.
Like,
they've been put, like I said, back in the early 90s, they pushed it to us, right? And we all fell, right? We all fell for it.
We all fell for it.
You know what I'm saying?
We
right?
all fell for it.
But you know, fool me once, right?
Well, that's
fool me twice, right? You know? And I think that's where this shift's coming back, because I thought it was lost for a minute, right?
Mm.
From where it was and where it went to, like, you know, from, you know, 2008-ish to 2016-ish, you know what I'm saying? And even longer, right? Like I said, I listen to stuff my kid listens to. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, it's absolutely disgusting. And we know that can't be the hood. That's got to be somebody else funding that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right? I think there were especially, like, it's funny you bring up that era, because like I feel like, in especially it was 2015 or like 20 about COVID era, there was like this massive push on like drug head rap, which I hated because it was like
that's what I'm talking about,
and it's like and then like
suicide for, making kids tap out like it wasn't healthy, man,
and especially like living where we live, because the opioid crisis is still so bad here, right? And people were dropping dead like every day. Like there were bare people I grew up with that just like they're just gone.
Straight up, man.
They're just gone now. And yet still the drugs were was what being pushed, right? And they used hip hop to push a lot of hip hop to push that narrative. Meanwhile, the people I think were supposed to be like the new leaders of what the new school was supposed to be, which would have been like XXX and like Juice WRLD and like maybe even like Mac Miller, they all die off because of drugs.
Mm.
Right, and then
or murder.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? And then yet, and still, like now it's still on like people who are like the Coles and the Kendricks of the situation to kind of like try and bring us back to like an artistic point of music. Like I've had people misinterpret like songs that I've made and be like, oh, you're talking about this and that. I'm like, bro, I'm telling a story about a man. Like there's that song Loco I did. It was like this. I'm telling a story about a brethren I knew when I was living in E Town. Who had all this terrible, like, messed up stuff happen, or he also did messed up stuff, who ended up getting clipped at the end of the story. That's the storyline. And yet still people would overhear that and mistake you know, the aggressiveness of the song as like, oh, I'm saying like, oh, this is like I'm talking about. I'm talking about like, oh, go do this and that. I'm like, bro, if you actually listen to the song, there's no, I'm telling you a story about a young boy's life that I know that's no longer here. Right. And I feel like a lot of people misinterpret hip hop now as a vehicle for negativity when you should be listening, when that's not the case, and you're choosing to hear what you want to hear because you have a negative connotation of hip hop, and that's necessarily not necessarily hip hop's fault. I feel like that's more on the labels because that's what they're pushing.
Yeah, there's definitely something, right? Like, you know, one minute it's okay, and then now it's the worst thing on the planet, right?
Right.
You know, maybe what we need is new leadership, right? Like you're saying with the J. Cole's and many other artists too, right? And I see a shift in consciousness.
Yes.
You know, a lot of these so-called over-the-hill rappers are making some of the best music I've heard in years.
Prejudice.
It's the most seasoned music, man.
For real, man.
I feel like what's happening right now is like, a lot of the artists like who are older now have so much more life to talk about.
Yes.
They're like coming back and giving back game. Like that. The run that Nas went on over the last 5 years is to be studied.
No doubt.
Yeah.
To be studied. No right. Doubt. Nas is arguably one of the in the top three of everybody's like hip hop, and yet still he only just won a Grammy over the last 3-4 years. But yet still, all those the King's Disease and the Magic projects. Bro, some of the best music Nas has ever made, period. Yeah, and right, and some of the older cats are like really coming through and like dropping these gems on people, and people are running with it, right? And then you have cats who are like arguably old, like I guess now they're OGs, like Kendrick and Cole and stuff, still like pushing out like quality, like talking to you, like trying to get the message across, right? And I appreciate that because at the end of the day, you know, like I can't hear a bunch of like. No disrespect, but I can't care a bunch of dub babies or little babies or whatever.
little Tor City, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Because it's like no, like I don't. If you're so young at this point, I don't know if you've really gone through the things you're saying you're going through. You know what I mean? Like the authenticity isn't really there for me.
It seemed like the baby be pretty authentic.
No, the baby's crazy. Like I don't know, but the baby really be doing the stuff he be saying he doing.
I mean,
he's wilding.
You don't pause the baby.
The baby who makes statements to the police. That guy. What are you talking about?
Man, how many? Man, let's not go there.
How many guys are talking about how he's wiling on the radio? I'm pointing out that he is no good. So you can say whatever you want. I'm going to say what I want, and they can hear it. And if they want to be like the baby.
You got that paperwork? Have you seen his paperwork?
Brethren, it's a known thing. He shot somebody that came in his own house. He got self-defense. Yeah. It's common knowledge.
Yeah.
So what's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that.
Didn't he clip a guy in Walmart?
Yeah, he clipped two.
Yeah, that's something like that. Something like that. It was a self-defense thing.
He had two.
He had two murders, basically. The home invasion and the Walmart situation.
He's blessed to get away with
that. So what about Snoop? You know, what about many others? You know what I'm saying?
Snoop.
What about Ray Lewis? Like, you know.
What about Carmelo Anthony?
What about Carmelo Anthony?
You don't know about Carmelo Anthony, the young man in the States getting charged with first-degree murder when it was really a self-defense? Poor man was being picked on.
Oh, yeah, it was him and that.
Yeah, carried a knife. They didn't even let him out the jail. You know, he's a bad man. Da-da-da-da-da-da. The boy was going places. He felt threatened, defended himself. Right. He's up for murder.
Yeah, it's a messed up world because, of, like, obviously, you know, none of the justice system doesn't really apply to the skin tone. and we've been knowing this, and then to see it consistently play out in real time thanks to like social media and the internet, it's kind of like reinforcing that like I personally believe like we have to go back to a space where we do for self. We have to do for self when we have to it's like something I really appreciated when I was in Jamaica. Like I was in Jamaica in January and I was like so we're there for a month, and I was the area that like my grandparents like grew, like my mom and them grew up around, Like, it went from a little, like, couple houses to now it's basically a whole town village of all my cousins and all my family members, and everybody have a big house, and everybody built up their own thing. All my cousins have a house. And it's, like, it's all community, right? Everybody watch out for everybody's thing. You can, like, build a house out there and, like, in that area, and, you know, leave, and, like, build up your house, go far and go work. And then your house is fine. Because the community will watch out for it. Everybody take care of it.
Yeah, yeah, right? You have to have someone around, you know?
Right? And I feel like that, watching that and seeing that kind of community aspect be so strong is something I feel like we need to do more of. It's just harder to do over here because, again, black power has been replaced by black excellence. So you can excel, but the community cannot.
But you know what? Let's play some tunes and we're gonna come back to that conversation.
Okay, let's come with that bop.
Let's go with that bop.
Shall we? Let's go, baby. One on the radio.
Big things, big things, big things, big things.
I got a switch, but don't wanna use it. This is the bop, this is the movement. I got the bro, but me, I ain't choosing. This boy hot, this boy moving. I got a switch, but don't wanna use it. This is the bop, this is the movement. I got the bro, but me, I ain't choosing. You know who this is? It's Maddie. I rode up to six in a backseat. Been around, y'all could ask me. Y'all know my shadow's a mad fiend. Ain't nothing in my back pocket. Quit dope and started smack talking.
Yo, call in One Order Radio. You got my man Grizzy Winner in the building. This is the hottest joint right now off the Damaged Goods called Bop.
Bop, bop. Yo, 7782 2573.
What's coming to 2-4? Plenty more that we be running for. The fabulous Maddie coming to Flatley. Hot to the back seat. Now y'all in the taxi. Stop chatting. Follow close or we gon' vanish. Better listen up as we work. Boy moving, I got a switch, but don't wanna use it. This is the bop, this is the movement. I got the bro, but me, I ain't choosing. This boy hot, this boy moving. I got a switch, but don't wanna use it. This is the bop, this is the movement. I got the bro, but me, I ain't choosing.
This boy hot, this boy moving. I make a call, we leaving them useless. This is the bop, this is the movement. Catch me slipping, you must be stupid. This boy hot, this boy moving. Make a call, we leaving them useless. This is the bop, this is the movement. Catch me slipping, you must be stupid. No bricks in the valley of death. My bars be the killer. Your ass with the check. You niggas is faking. At least the HS is incredible. Aging your team in his vest. My words for 30. Get me some crest. Must be a cuck. You get no respect. These niggas are actors. They live in the scene. I'm killing careers. Dip off the street. Partying everything. This is a morse. Oh, it's a girl. I've been in the ports. Smile on my face. Switch on my hand. Bravo to break. What I give a with sweet. You losing the foot. Hopping the labels. Just to get cut. Fuck the world. Brother, you babies be shook. Give it a D. Don't deserve it.
I got a switch, but don't wanna use it. This is the bop, this is the movement. I got the bro, but me, I ain't choosing. This boy hot, this boy moving. I got a switch, but don't wanna use it. This is the bop, this is the movement. I got the bro, but me, I ain't choosing.
This boy hot, this boy moving. I make a call, we leaving them useless. This is the bop, this is the movement. Catch me slipping, you must be stupid. This boy hot, this boy moving. Make a call, we leaving them useless. This is the bop, this is the movement. Catch me slipping, you must be stupid.
Rap like a monkey on crack. crack with no pen, but it was written. I jump over beats like I'm skipping. You can't buy class even if you pay tuition. It's treacherous tells that I'm kicking. Is this the gutter? We're broke niggas ready for your butter. I'm really with the diggers, get you dug up. All my drillers Parker, and they don't carry knives, but they cutters. They do it, then it's time for a copper. I never share my biscuits, only with the crooks and the misfits. Anyone can get it, I don't nitpick. The fans say my shit kicks, so when I don't drop, they need a quick fix. Like when I sold rocks by the quick fit. My whole state of mind is thinking that the state is a mess. Living rate getting lower and it's blatantly stressed. Was only 10 plus 9 when I was playing with text. Now I'm about to make an app with a lady in tech. We no shop at Frank Johnson's when I ain't have no chips. Now I got a whole room just to frame all my kicks. Old heads hear my tape say I'm taking a piss. But they played a mixtape and they was breaking a disc. My bro just came home, he done ate in a pit. Put so much ice on his watch, you can skate on his wrist. All I do is rap and style and it make niggas sick. I'd rather eat alone than dine at the table with pricks. I'm in my new truck, pushing through my old hood.